L'kut ha-teira, Bamidbar, Tazayin, first column. Yesterday was a short learning. Like eight lines into the... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... six lines into the paragraph of Gimel. Okay, what we started learning yesterday is that the second level of Malchus, in addition to Mamala Kol Almin, is a level that's so-called Sefer Kol Almin. It's very infinite. It doesn't permeate into each individual level accordingly, because it can't. Because if this infinite level would come into the finite levels, it wouldn't be finite anymore. And therefore, he says, V'enkeach b'shum nivra. Therefore, there's no ability in any creation, shumachodesh miyayin liyesh, which is yesh miyayin. By the way, this refers even to angels. Lahochu gili erzeh cannot handle this revelation. Shall yizbat of mitzias mamish not to become completely bottom. Now he says like this: even though lepel, you can't handle this revelation of Elokus, but in a certain way, it's like we said, superficially, it's felt. Okay, it says over there that even though they didn't see it, the mazel saw it. Like he says, Gabi Daniel v'anoshim ime. Daniel with the people that were with him, like it says, Reisi ani levadi samara. I myself, Daniel said like this, I myself saw this vision of Elokutz. V'anoshim eshahoyu ime leiro. The men that were with me didn't see it, but all of a sudden, these people that were with Daniel started having this big tremble. And Daniel said, I saw the revelation. They didn't, but it affected them in a way that they trembled. And the Gemara asks, if the people that were with Daniel didn't see this vision, my tiny boys, why did they get scared? And the Gemara answered me, Shum de Mazlayo Chozit, the Mazel sort. Meaning, Pirish Mazlayo Mlashin Yiz, Omay Midolye. Like pouring the water from the source, Shuloshin Hamshoch, O Mazel, Hu Amafel, Mamshech Hamshoch Ahi. Meaning, what does this mean, Mazlayo Chozit? The Alter Rebbe says, Hainu, Hanashom, Shalamayla, Shainam Lubeshit Begu. What of these peoples, what of the people saw this? That trembled from it. The neshama that's not in the body, the neshama that's in the body can't handle this revelation of Elokus. But the neshama that's not in the body, chayi yichida, especially yichida, they feel it. Ki lo yah neshama mulbeshes, because what comes into the body, ki lo yah kol neshama mulbeshes, the whole neshama doesn't come in the body, like we learned. Nefesh ruach neshama comes into the body. And all the essence of the neshama, chayfef esal of momaylom, hovers over it from above. V'hu nikre b'shem mazel, shemimenu neizel hashpol ispashtes and neshama lubeshes beguf. So therefore he says like this. He's explaining the level of sefer kol almin. It's not the level that's internalized. It's there superficially, but that has an indirect impact on the neshama that's in the body. And like you said, by the Daniel guys, they didn't see the vision, but the neshama lamala saw the vision, and therefore that impacted them that they trembled. That means that that level indirectly affected them. They didn't see it. It wasn't a direct feeling. And that level of mazel, meaning the neshama that's out of the body. And he says, it's interesting. He says like this. Daniel that saw it didn't tremble. Daniel who saw it, like Daniel shiraz samada shenifes bekerach hasegase, that he grasped it in his seichel. Obviously, he didn't see it with his eyes. It's intellectual feeling of that level of alukus. Didn't tremble. But the men with him. Because they couldn't handle this vision. The only thing that was able to handle it was their neshama that's above seichel. Hasagim mechinis is pashtus hanefesh buku for Adam, because understanding is the way already the neshama functions openly in the body. You think, you learn, you understand something, that's the seichel functioning in the body. It's not the seichel kol almin. It's not what's called the chayis klali, the general life that the person is alive. It's already functioning. So he says, like, the men that were with Daniel, because their intellect couldn't handle it, so then, in other words, like this, you find this in practical life also. A mature adult will get less scared than a kid when things happen. Because the adult can handle it in seichel, that it's, you know, what it is, it's not so bad. Whatever. Somebody that doesn't have that maturity of seichel will get scared.
But it means that they got in the higher level of sofer.
No, but they, Daniel understood it. That means he was able to be a keli, he was a vessel for that level of elokus. They weren't.
What did he see?
A vision of God, whatever. He saw a vision of Hashem. The kachu ben yengili. They became scared. But not scared of the robber. Scared of the like my Matan Teda. There was this tremendous revelation of Elokus. Ve'yachad kol ha'am. You know, everybody trembled. It was awe, fear.
That's what's bringing it down.
The same thing in this revelation of Ein Sof in the level of mazel, which is an neshama shelamayla mislavish b'guf, which is an neshama that's higher in the, than the body, fishen gili zebali de islapshus. It couldn't come into a permeating level in the body. Lis nitpes v'nikla b'meich sichwe l'kach, people all of eme v'vach v'charada g'deyla. What? Because the Gemara's expression, mazlai ochazi, the Gemara asks the question. The Gemara quotes a pasuk. Daniel says, "I myself saw this vision. The men who were with me didn't see it, but they trembled." That's what the pasuk says in Daniel. So the Gemara asks, so "If they didn't see it, why did they tremble? Out of sight, out of mind, you know." So the Gemara answers, "They didn't see it, but their mazel saw it." So after that, explain, what does it mean? Their mazel saw it. The level, they couldn't handle this revelation because they were not as great as Daniel. But they trembled because the neshama, the mazel, meaning the neshama that's not in the body, the chai yechid, the level felt it. Why didn't Daniel tremble then? Because Daniel was able to handle it in seichel. Now, Rebbe is explaining now the concept of seviv. Seviv means when it doesn't internalize within you, but it has an effect on you. This fear, they did not see godliness, it didn't internalize within them, but yet it affected them.
Rebbe means mazal here is chaya and yechida.
Probably chaya.
Rabbi, can you understand for some mountain color, the level of yechida, how they trembled?
All he's doing now is explaining seviv from a mala.
No, I know, but what?
Yeah, because he goes into the greatness of limud
haTorah. No, but I'm saying, but what happened?
Well, right now he didn't get into that yet. He didn't get into. He's not answering that yet. He's not answering that yet. And he says, "Yir agadele kazu," on this great level of fear, shelamayla me'asaga b'meich sichlan, which is greater than the intellect able to handle it. Rabbechinas mazlayu amu emein chachmen yir. The Alter Rebbe quoted not long ago in this page. The Alter Rebbe asked a question. The Mishnah says, "Emein chachma en yira." Emein yira en chachma. No chachma, there's no fear. No fear, there's no chachma. What's the chicken? What's the egg? So the Alter Rebbe explains, there's a level of yira that's higher than chachma. And he says, that's what it says though. Emein chachma, if there's no chachma, you don't have yira. Because in order to come to the higher level of yira, you need chachma. He's going to explain what this means. Okay, so like it says, you know, you ever hear the expression, the Mitzvah Rebbe told us to Rebbe Hillel Potter. Rebbe brings us down to Yom Yom. The Bill Baritcher, the Mittel Rebbe sent him to teach Chassidus to the. That's when Chassidus was, you know, being the beginning of Chassidus, so to speak. So Mittel Rebbe sent the Bill Baritcher to go out to the various places of teaching Chassidus. So Bill Baritcher once asked the Mittel Rebbe, but they don't understand it. So he said to him, "You teach it anyway, well, because the Neshama hears it. Neshama understands it."
My friend, the Rebbe was speaking Yiddish and people don't.
Yeah, the Neshama understands. Neshama understands Yiddish, by the way.
For sure.
Other languages, I don't know. But Yiddish, for sure, the Neshama understands. So therefore, no, that's the expression. It's not stam a joke. A person learns something, hears Torah, even though they don't understand it, it still has an effect. That's what Alter Rebbe is explaining here. You might not understand it, but it still affects you. It can cause you to fear Hashem. It can cause you to love Hashem. It says, Chassidus gives a marshal for this. A peasant comes to the palace of the king, and he sees all these dukes and nobles and all these things bowing down to the king, right? And he understands these people. He doesn't know what a king is. He's a peasant. He doesn't know what a king is. He doesn't even know what dukes and nobles are. He doesn't get it. But when he sees the awe in the palace, even though he has no comprehension what a king is, nevertheless, the guy still trembles. He saws his fear. That's indirect. It's not the pshat. He meditated into the greatness of a melech, and therefore, you know, it's all indirect. But that indirect, by the way, allows it to eventually internalize. That's why it's not a waste of time. If it only affects me indirectly, what in the world am I wasting my time for? The answer is no. From the indirect, it becomes direct.
Bypasses sefer.
At the beginning. But eventually, because the person becomes greater, then the Nisham is able to get it. I said to somebody yesterday, a guy from Israel came to the Rebbe Fabrenu once, yeah? The Rebbe speaks Yiddish. Oh, but the Fabrenu is only Yiddish, yeah? The Israeli didn't know a word of Yiddish. Okay? He sits 5 hours by the Fabrenu and he's glued to the Rebbe. So, asked the Fabrenu, the guy that brought him, Naftali Rotu was, he asked him, what did you get from the Fabrenu? He said, I got one thing from the Fabrenu. The Rebbe many times would say, when he explained something, the Rebbe would say the expression "va'oid v'ho iker," and more so, which is the primary aspect, isn't it? You know, there's a very common expression the Rebbe used to say, "va'oid," and more "v'ho iker." So the guy said, what I understood from the whole Fabrengen is that the Rebbe said, "va'oid," to do more, "v'ho iker," that's the primary thing, to do more.
It affected him.
You know what? That guy was affected more than the big chassidim by the Fabrengen. Okay? The Rebbe used to say many times, people should take away one aspect. You know, one aspect, internalize it, that's all it is. After they stopped Yechidusin, you know, we used to go in every year, our birthday we went in. People, when they had issues, used to go into the Rebbe. The Rebbe stopped Yechidus. Whatever. So somebody wrote to the Rebbe.
You need to give us a takeaway before you finish.
The what?
You need to give us a takeaway before you finish.
I'll think you'll do that for me.
No, you take away the whole thing. What do you mean?
1 second. So somebody asked the Rebbe, he wrote to the Rebbe, he has a very important issue to discuss, and he needs to go into the Rebbe for Yechidus. This is after the Rebbe stopped Yechidus. So the Rebbe answered him, this is what the Rebbe wrote. Betach she is nari keminig anash lachareina she mechnosim liyechidus beitze izvadus. I'm sure you will do like it's recent, the recent custom of chassidim. They enter yechidus at the time of Fabrengen. That means what the Rebbe is telling this guy. You have an issue, listen to the Fabrengen, you will be answered. You have an issue, go into Yechidus at the time of Fabrengen. At the Fabrengen, you will be answered.
That's the Yechidus.
That's the Yechidus. because there's something that the Rebbe will say at the Fabrengen that will answer your question. Weiter. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining, why does it say Imein Chochma and Yira? He says because for the neshama, the mazel, to feel this, you need to learn Torah. He says like this, in order to have this revelation of mazel of the neshama, that the person should get this on fear is only meaning the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya that the level of Chochma, what he quotes over here, the expression is gal b'chochma. And that's what Chochma is. Hu levade hu vein zulosim. In other words, Chochma is bittul, kayachma. The first level of all the spheres, first level of the neshama is Chochma, of the internalized levels. So Hashem b'chochma yaseret. Hashem is revealed in Chochma. So when you learn the Chochma of Hashem, you basically internalize that level of mazel of the neshama that only affected you indirectly. Like this, the mazel affects you only indirectly. So, but if you want to have the real yira that's internalized, you need the level of chachma, you need to learn Torah. V'hainu ha-Torah. She chachmosi is baruch mamash. V'hu v'chachmosi echad amad v'yadei is the knowledge, the knower, and everything else. V'ikah gilui zele mayla. Now how could this level be revealed in Torah? Because b'makah Torah, which is chachmi la b'chinas mazel, because chachma is the level of mazel, whatever. Shemazel mamshich hashpa migili lezel lispashin tachar shofenena mulubashim migashmis. So the pearl chachma is the level of mazel because chachma is still the level of bittul. It didn't internalize in the level of bina yet of understanding. So relative to the ten spheres, chachma is the level of mazel, which is the source of the hashpa. And that's what affects the Jew. Therefore, when a Yid learns Torah, they reveal that level of the Nisham of Mazel within themselves. He says, "Nehine Tlaskish and Miskashin Dabida." The Zohar says the three knots tying with each other, Yisrael Beret Aisa. It says like this. The Zohar says there's three knots: Yidin to Torah and Torah to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So Derech Agav, we learned already. So Chassidus asks, well, there's only two knots. One to two and two to three. Right? Yisrael to Torah, Torah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why does the Zohar say three knots? So Chassidus explains, because Araisa is connected to Yidden. So it's Yidden to Torah, Torah to Hashem, Hashem to the Yidden. So it's actually three knots. And he says, Yisrael nikah chayla d'Araisa b'Zohar. And the Yidden are called the soldiers of Teda and Zayad, like it says to Kisam Achreish Eisis HaTeda. Because he says like this, we know, says in Megala Mukes, that there's 600,000 letters in Teda. Okay? Like the word Yisrael stands for Yesh Shishim Riba Eisis HaTeda. Even though there's like 305,000 letters, but it says in Kabbalah, through various methods, there's actually 600,000 letters in Teda. Now, the 600,000 is Shamas that left Egypt. Right? That means that the 600,000 letters of Torah are the Sheira Shumaka Samach Reish Neshamas Yisroel. Is the source of the 600,000 Neshamas.
Yeah.
What?
So if there is that third knot, so why do we even need the Torah Mitzvot? Is it so that it reveals the connection, whereas that third knot is a hidden connection?
Okay, I was going to explain this in a second. Alter Rebbe, I don't think he's going into this. Alter Rebbe alludes to it in Perek Dalet of Tanya, by the way, because the obvious question is, in fact, an Hashem is greater than Torah. So why does the Jew need Torah to connect him to Hashem? Why does the Jew need Torah mitzvahs to connect him to Hashem? And the Hashem is greater than Torah mitzvahs. Okay? That's where Moshe Rabbeinu had a choice. Either Jews or Torah. One of them got to go by the eagle. He comes down with Har Sinai. He sees the Jews worshipping an eagle. So either he gets rid of the marriage contract or the Jews die. So what did he pick? He said, let the Torah go. Jews got to stay because Jews are greater than Torah. So then the question, so why do we need to do Torah mitzvahs down here? The Neshama is greater than Torah. And the answer is, this that the Neshama is greater than Torah is the Neshama that's not in the body. Neshama l'mayla is greater than Torah. Down here, and the simple proof of it is very simple. Torah is like into fire. Torah can never become tamei. A person who's tamei is allowed to learn Torah, they're allowed to touch Torah, nothing can ever happen to Torah. Why? Why doesn't Torah, why doesn't this book become tamei if a guy touches it, who's tamei? The answer is, the Gemara says, Alei kei dvari ka'esh, Shem says, my words are like fire. Just like fire cannot become tamei, Torah cannot become tamei. So Torah down here doesn't change from the way it is up there. Therefore, Torah cannot become tamei. But a nefesh comes into a body, nefesh habamis, yetzer hara, and all that garbage. So over here, the nefesh could sin. And the proof of it is nefesh kisechta. The nefesh could become impure. The nefesh could sin. Torah can never become impure. So if you're talking about the neshama lemaila, pre-body, so to speak, over there, the neshama taka doesn't need Torah mitzvahs. The neshama that's in the body, it needs Torah mitzvahs. Why couldn't Hashem just keep the neshama up there and forget this whole thing? Because he wanted a din of a tachteinim.
That's the level of it.
And to tachteinim, the neshama goes greater than it was before. Yeah. That's what Martin Tate accomplished, like we said last night by the class.
But if the neshama is down here in this world, you're telling me it doesn't have that third knot when it's in this world?
When they do Torah mitzvahs, they do.
They only have the first knot, Torah mitzvahs.
Again, when you say the neshama in the world, where's Yechida? One second, Hashem cuts the neshama in half, and half is up there, two fifths are up there, and three fifths are down here. You're talking about space? Spiritual what? It means this is affecting the body directly. Nefesh, ruach, neshama. Chai yechida affects it indirectly. So where's the chai yechida? Where's the neshama? It is where it is. It's a spiritual dimension. So the level of the neshama that's affected by the body needs Torah mitzvahs. That level of neshama that's not affected by the body doesn't need. Therefore, Alpha Pishachati Yisrael, a Yid is a Yid. Whether he knows Torah, doesn't know Torah. A person who learns Torah is not more Jew. A person who learns less Torah is not less Jew.
If they don't need the Torah up there, how come they're studying?
Gan Eden is not up there. That's Bria.
Gan Eden.
No.
If they don't need it, the Neshama doesn't need it.
They're not learning Torah to go up higher levels. That's because learning Torah is the connection they have with Hashem. That's the reward that they openly see the connection they did with Hashem in this world.
I thought every year they go higher and higher because
they go higher because the neshama became more purified. It goes higher, but it doesn't mean that the neshama is learning Torah because that learning Torah is
connection.
No, is the reward because what they're doing there is feeling. Feeling internally, because it's a neshama without a body, what they accomplish in this world in Torah mitzvahs.
So the Torah that they're studying up there is not elevating them to the
nothing. Life. There's no mitzvahs in Gan Eden. They ain't going nowhere. They don't go anywhere.
So Rabbi, the first knot connects the nefesh ruach neshama to Torah and neshama.
And it's too technical for my head.
No.
Too technical for my head.
Rabbi,
I'm not here.
Did you see me on the Zoom class?
Oh yeah, I even saw your face.
Huh?